Facey and Jay Spoo.
Welcome to it, my friend. It is basically the last working month of the year. In November, Smiley. Can you feel it? It is here. Hang on, Stacey and Jay Spoo. All the way till 6 p.m. Still playing in the background. Miss Independent Neo, by the way, a massive shout out to all the queens taking up space. That is what the show today has been about. But we're also going to focus on a different type of queen. The queen that likes to shop. Black Friday is just around the corner, guys. Are you scared? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
So I am going to use my inside voice for the remainder of this hour. I'm not going to be triggered by this conversation.
Okay, okay,
I'm just
going to
have a chat. So yes, Black Friday is technically mere weeks away. Mere weeks away.
Yeah, yeah.
And shoppers across our beautiful land are gearing up for one of the biggest retail events of the year.
Yeah.
They're lunging, they're doing their stretches, they're counting their pennies. And it's that time when deals flood our timelines. Somehow you were just thinking about a new phone. Pa! There suddenly is on your Instagram. And the question becomes, will you be an impulsive buyer or will you be a smart shopper?
Now, Stacey, when you ask that question to yourself, I'm going to give you a second, then respond. Okay, because the look on your face changed when you said it out loud.
Mm.
Are you okay there?
You know, I'm fine.
The reason why I say this, because Stacey, I mean, I'm very different to you and your type of people when it comes to shopping. I mean, I only buy something when I need it. I don't go all in. But it looks like Black Friday performed quite well in the previous years. Like in 2024, South Africans went all out, spending over 30 billion rands during the Black Friday
with
alone.
Whose money?
Guys, people find them on credit.
Yeah,
you know we love a credit in South Africa.
Yeah, that is a problem. Yeah, lay-bys.
And that is according to some major banks. Supermarkets led the charge, while online platforms like Takealot and Shein saw record-breaking orders. Overall, November retail sales hit 136 million rand, up 17% from the last year. Showing that, you know, the take to Black Friday is strong in Mzansi and it's become a thing. Like people waiting for Black Friday in January. Like, when is it coming? I need to get me an air fryer.
It's quite something. 136 billion rand.
That's a lot of money, mate.
I didn't know we had that much money.
Bro.
Like, it's such, who are we? Who are these people? So clearly, if the numbers are in and the numbers look like that, then obviously Black Friday doesn't plan on slowing down.
Uh-uh.
However, we must find the money. We're going to find the money. And we are, the only way is up, apparently, according to South Africa. So here is the big question for this hour. And genuinely think about it.
Yeah.
When the discounts start flashing across your screens, right? And you hear the sound. Siren song of, ooh, maybe I don't need it, but I really, really want it. Do you stick to your budget and do you shop smart? Or do you give in to the thrill, and you just buy? You're like, swipe, swipe, swipe. Ooh, it's so exciting.
Felt that.
So are you team impulsive or are you team smart? And no judgies, because as you know, you have come to a safe space and we can protect each other. Give us a call, 087-086-9495, or voice note us on 061-792-9495. All right. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Today, in truly unprecedented content, we're asking you about Black Friday. I can't imagine why. I'll tell you why. Because last year, we collectively spent 136 billion rand over the course of Black Friday. Not Jay and I, the country.
The country's got money and they're spending it, eh?
Well, I'm pretty sure people are still paying off that credit card from
Tell
last year. But
it.
On the back end of that, when this kind of stuff happens, a Black Friday discount situation, and suddenly it's like, oh, it's right there. Do you stick to your budget and do you shop smart? Or do you give in to the thrill of buying impulsively? There is no right or wrong answer. We just want to know where you land on this.
So, Mina, you know how I feel about this, right? Because I always check my pamphlets and I look online, whatever, but I don't buy instantly when I see something. I've realized that the price that people are paying during Black Friday is the same as it's just being presented as a sale.
Scandalous.
And then psychologically, like, ooh, you're buying. Meanwhile, that product, that air fryer was that price for the whole year. And that is something I have a huge problem with.
So I've never been a waitron.
Yeah.
But I have worked in retail for many years.
Yeah.
Guys, keep it here. So we asked you which side of this coin you land on, literally in this case, the coins you'll be spending. Carrie Ann Myberg saying, I've budgeted for Black Friday for the first time. Congratulations, man.
Wow.
And I'm hopefully going to stick to it. I love that it's very loosey-goosey. I'm hopefully going
Touch
to stick
to
it. I feel a lot better knowing I have a spending budget this year. I want to know what happened last year. How much that 136 billion rand was Carrie Ann responsible for last year?
Yeah, so think about it, right? And we all have our take when it comes to Black Friday, when it comes to specials in general. Like when these discounts are literally being flashed, like how Black Friday is being flashed literally everywhere.
Siren song energy.
100%. Do you stick to your budget? Or like, do you reckon you are a smart shopper? Or do you give in? Or like, are you like, I actually don't really need another air fryer, even though this one is going for 5999 061 792 9495. Otherwise, you can call us on 087-086-9495. No one is going to admit to be an impulsive purchaser, but it's fine. We're just going to overlook that. It's okay. We are all safe. Again, Stacey, to your point, this is a safe space. No judges at all. I'm not looking at Stacey like, girl.
He hasn't even blinked. Nice. Blink.
But Katie on the line. Welcome to the show, Katie. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, and you?
Hey, man, before you tell us, Uguti, which type of person you are, I just want to let you know that this is a safe space.
You keep saying that, Katie,
but
it's not.
And Katie, I want Katie, the truth and only the truth. Where do you land on this Black Friday thing? Do you plan ahead? Are you a smart shopper? Or are you like Stacey Norman?
So, I'm a little bit of both.
Oh, combination.
That's
okay.
My goal. Welcome, Katie. Welcome.
All right. How do you think about it?
Well, so sometimes I'll see something and I really want it, so I buy it. And then I'm like, I shouldn't have spent that money and I totally regret it. But then on other days, I'm like, no, I'm going to be smart and not spend my money. And the next day, I completely regret that I missed that special.
Mm-hmm.
So you either get it or you don't, and you regret it either way.
That is so damning, Katie.
From one impulsive shopper to another. Stacey, is there a question you'd like to ask?
Just, you know, Exhibit Katie, during these next few months.
Do it.
During these next few months, nothing will haunt you like the things you didn't buy.
Exactly.
And the other rule of thumb is, and this is for the people who shop in person and not necessarily online, if the garment or whatever the thing is in front of you and you have even a sliver of doubt, when in doubt, leave it out. Then you don't need it. You must shop by gut feel, and that is important, right? So you don't need 17 air fryers, but maybe you have really wanted that particular jacket for a long time. Katie, so do I. No. But that's the thing, because sometimes you've got chicken going in the one and potatoes in the other. I see you, but you don't need 17, so you don't have 17. Otherwise, you could open up your own air fryer store. And that's not,
I definitely could.
And that's not Katie's dream necessarily. So, you know, like, it's everything within reason. And obviously, if you don't have the money, and this is a golden rule, and Katie, you will, here we go. If you don't physically have the actual cash, not pretend money on your credit card, not the bank's money. If you don't have the actual money, you don't have any money and you're not buying anything.
That's true.
Finished.
100%.
Thank you.
You spend your own money and regret that. You don't spend the same.
Yes, and then your regrets are your own. Exaggles. Thank you. There we go. Katie for president.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. Okay. But I do feel like many people borrow to be able to buy.
And that's what
Black Friday is centered around when you think of the mentality from the people selling the products. It's a scary one when you really think about it. But
well, I can tell you that Karen Golan Nieteboom on our Facebook,
what's she saying?
Page has said, .. the thrill, exclamation point, the rush, exclamation point, the little shiver of happiness at seeing a bargain, the panic to pay before the deal goes south, sitting back euphoric, paid and ordered, the satisfaction, the glow of a happy customer.
Oh my goodness.
Let's stop there, she goes on to say, and not talk about buyer's remorse. Ha ha, in brackets, but also a tear gently sliding down the corner of my right eye. Guys, we need to start a support group because I don't think this is specifically a Black Friday issue. I think
this
it might just be a problem.
General, the whole year,
full
basically.
Full stop.
Semcele?
Hi, beautiful drive team. This is Semcele from The Weeknd. So I want to comment on the Black Friday prices. So the worst time to shop is during Black Friday, to be honest. So they use the same system you would find on Temu online. What happens is you believe it's a big discount, yet they've hiked the price. So how they do this, they will tell you that it was previously 1,000 rand and it's now 500 rand. But if you do your research, you'd find that it is actually maybe 450, 300 rands. And because there is that big price that is discounted that's sold to you. That's how you become gullible of the price, for lack of a better word. But yeah, marketing geniuses.
Sam Gale would never lie. He's telling the truth. He's an East Coast Radio presenter.
Right.
She's carrying a package. It's just been delivered. She has done the shop.
Shopping ASMR.
That actually sounds very good.
Right.
I could sleep to that.
Guys.
If my bank balance doesn't allow me to.
If you don't have the cash, you're not getting anything.
I'd like to remain anonymous on this one, but commenting on the Black Friday pricing, as I work for one of the major retailers in South Africa, the real truth behind it is not that they hike prices up over Black Friday. It's that they protrude the saving off the original retail selling price. So, for example, if a retail selling price was 50 Rand and they're now selling it at 30 Rand on Black Friday, they'll state the saving was 20 Rand. But if you look a bit closer, you'd find that that exact same product was on promotion a week ago at 34.99, which means the true saving on Black Friday is theoretically only 5 Rand. And that's just part of the marketing ploy to get the consumers to buy more.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.